You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. Today's Modern Worship, and we want to thank you for tuning in. And I would just like to start off today by saying thank you to Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. If you are in the central part of Brevard County, you can give them a call. If your air conditioner is not working up to speed, we are now officially into hurricane season. That's always an exciting time of year. It tends to start off slow and then build up, but we have already had named storms so far this year. But the number one thing about hurricane season is it's hot and it's humid. And you know what air conditioning systems deal with? They deal with two things. They deal with changing the temperature and reducing the humidity. And if your AC is not doing those two things in a manner that is pleasing to your thermostat or your wallet or your body or your wife, your family, whatever, you need to give the folks at Creative AC Solutions a call, 321-759-3284. Have them come out, take a look at your AC system, because we do not want you to be a casualty of being overcome by heat in a preventable condition. So give them a call. Give them a call when it is not a matter of urgency. That way, maybe you can just avoid having a catastrophic failure. And, you know, whenever I've had situations go on at my house and would have to call a repairman, it seems like it's always on a nighttime, maybe even a Friday night, and you walk in the house and it's like, oh no, you know, and there's a problem. And, you know, there have been ways to adjust, overcome, and improvise in those situations before. Now, if it gets too bad, like we had a water valve issue, and it's like we'll just go find a hotel for till this is resolved. We can do that now. But there were times where we'd just have to come up with creative solutions. I want your creative solutions to be Creative AC Solution. And that is 321-759-3284 if you think you will need their services in the near future. So I want to take you in the Word of God to Proverbs chapter 29 is where we're going to be today. This is, the next couple of teachings are going to touch on some pretty sensitive areas, There may be some people who think that, you know, I'm picking on something, or, you know, that I'm picking on. Now, it would be really out there if you thought I was picking on you personally, because for most of you who listen, I've never met you, I don't know what's going on in your life or anything like that. I'm just dealing with the truths of God's Word that have been brought to light in my research and my study. So, before we get to that, I just like to tell you, I listened to the 10:30 broadcast of this radio program here not too long ago. And one of the things that I noticed, and I'm just going to throw this out there, is if you are listening on the AM, on 1510 AM WWBC, the quality of the sound is noticeably better coming across on the FM dial, WMIE 91.5 FM, or some of those other FM frequencies. there are some frequencies for South Florida or for South Brevard, Central Brevard, and North Brevard, and so whichever one of those, if you want it to sound a little bit better, choose that FM dial. It won't make my voice sound any better, but it will come in a little bit clearer. The AM dial does go further in some cases, but you know, the quality is better on the FM dial. Just thought I would throw that out there to you. So Proverbs chapter 29 has this verse in verse, well, we touched on verse number 26 yesterday. It says, "Many seek the ruler's favor, but justice for man comes from the Lord. An unjust man is an abomination to the righteous, and he who is upright in the way is an abomination to the wicked." And we talked about how that word seek is they crave and seek. Many crave and seek the ruler's favor. And another translation put it, the wise man waits for justice from the Lord. So that was what we talked about coming into today's program. Today's program is verse number 27, and it says this. It has two classes of people. It's got an unjust man, and their disposition, their inclination towards a righteous person, and then the righteous person's inclination towards the wicked. And I want you to know the Bible describes the attitude that the one has to the other in part A of the verse and part B of the verse is exactly the same attitude. It is the same feeling, and it is a strong word. I have at the top of my page, I said, this explains our modern reality in 2021 right here in America. So here's the word again. The unjust man is an abomination to the righteous, and he who is upright in the way is an abomination to the wicked. I want you to see, it doesn't just talk about that they have philosophical differences. The word that is described is an abomination. If you go back to Proverbs chapter 6, verse number 16, you get a little bit of a clearer picture about it. It says, "These six things the Lord hates." Yes, seven are an abomination to him. So if you bring that over into Proverbs chapter 29, you see that there is no love loss between a person who is righteous and a person who is wicked. Back to Proverbs 6:17, the things that are an abomination to God: a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. Those things are an abomination to God. Now, we come to verse number 27 in Proverbs 29, and it describes that there are these two groups of people created in the image of God, but yet in two different relationships with him, one being in right standing with God, the other one operating by an unjust lifestyle, the one being in the right way, and the other being described by the Holy Spirit of God as being a person who is wicked. Okay, so we've got two different classes of people, not because they were created differently, but because of their position, their submission to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and honoring him through obedience. So what is that inclination? They find each other to be an abomination. That, you know, I was talking to a friend here not too long ago, and he said, he is a very well-educated person. He is a very well-connected person. He travels in a lot of different circles of influence. And he said, I do not understand my country right now. And I said, I understand you not understanding because I don't really understand some of the mindsets. Now, I understand the mindsets of unbelievers. Listen, we should never be shocked when an unbeliever acts like an unbeliever. That should never be shocking to anybody. I'm not shocked when the devil acts like the devil. He's at least being consistent with who he is. He's a liar, a thief, a murderer. He's not a good person to be around. I don't want to have anything to do with him. But where we get into challenges is when people who are inside the church are willing to compromise their right standing because of their love for some things of this world that are not compatible with the things of God. So the word that has described that attitude is abomination. So let me read to you the definition of what abomination meant. The word abomination means it is a physical repugnance. Okay. When I was in Bible college, I had a Bible college professor who described the concept of abomination as a condition that would make one nauseous. A condition that makes one nauseous. Now God's never going to get sick to his stomach, so it's a word picture there. There is a repulsion there. They're not compatible. They happily coexist. You can't have one and the other of these things. You've got to choose one or the other. So the definition goes on a little bit further. Let me share the third definition with you before I share the second one. And that one is extreme disgust. Extreme disgust. So when you begin to look at these situations, unjust versus the righteous, and the upright is an abomination to the wicked, you see that there is an extreme disgust between the two. That's why they don't want to hear one another. That's why they don't want to listen. They don't have anything in common. In the New Testament, Paul would write, "What do Christ and Belial have in common?" You know, you've got to choose to eat at one table or the other. You don't get to partake of both. There are two separate kingdoms. One is a kingdom of light, and the other is kingdom of darkness. One is a kingdom of love, the other is a kingdom of hate. You don't get to you don't get to live with a foot in both worlds. That is a guaranteed recipe for misery. Now, when I tell you this second definition that I discovered as I was looking up, I want you to understand that the way that you feel when you hear this term is exactly what the Bible is trying to communicate. That feeling. Not this is going to describe a concept, and the concept is going to cause a feeling to arise in you, and it's going to be a horrific concept. And that is an abomination is child sacrifice. Child sacrifice is an abomination. You talk to people and they read about child sacrifice in the ancient world, and you can find child sacrifice on just about any culture or any continent in any culture. If they were worshiping idols, if they were worshiping pagan gods, they would sacrifice their children to try and appease that god. There is a God who put a stop to that, and he did it through Jesus. Abraham was about to obey the Lord's instruction to slay Isaac because it was a norm of society. And God told Abraham, don't do it. Stop. Now I know. Now you know. We both know that your love for me is the highest love in the land. Well, I don't know about you, but I find the concept of infanticide repugnant. I find it to be an abomination. The concept of it makes me sick. If you ever have watched and there's been people at a crime scene, a horrific crime scene, where there was just a senseless slaughtering of humanity, people will oftentimes get sick, physically sick, because the sin, the violence is so horrific. Now, I told you this was going to be a very unpleasant concept. I don't want to have anything to do with infanticide. I don't want to have anything to do with abortion. A person who decides to that they are pro-abortion is not on the same moral plane as a person who decides to allow that baby to live. Those are two different scales entirely. It's not like, oh, well, you're a good person except for you agree to slaughter babies. That's not it at all. It's an abomination. It's an abomination. Now, I want you to understand that God has dealt with every person in humanity when they were an abomination to him. If you go back to Proverbs chapter 6, verse number 16 and 17, you see that some of the things that God describes there as being abomination are pride, lying, murder, wicked schemes, feet that are swift to running to evil, and a person who sows discord. Those, the Bible talks that if you're guilty of one part of the law, you're guilty of the whole part of the law. Aren't you thankful that God didn't destroy us when he found us to be an abomination? He found a way to redeem us. Okay. And that is the difference between the unjust man and the righteous man, is as a person who is standing in righteousness before God, I know that the only reason that I'm here and another person is not is because of the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. So when I have that understanding, even though their actions are an abomination, some of the things that they believe are repugnant, some of the things disgust me, but I look at them and I see the potential for a person who is living in righteousness instead of a person who is living in wickedness. You see, all it takes is for God to open their eyes. Now, it says, an unjust man is an abomination to the righteous, and he who is upright in the way is an abomination to the wicked. So the wicked looks at a person, and they, a person in right standing with God is an abomination to them. They don't even want you to be able to have a difference of opinion. I will tell you this, as a born again believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to know that Jesus Christ paid for the price of your sins. He shed his blood on the cross. I believe that there is only one way to the Father, and that is through Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father but by him. That's what I believe. I believe it is in your best interest to believe that. I believe it's in my best interest to believe that. I also believe that you were created with a free will, and you are free to choose to accept his forgiveness, or you can also choose to remain an abomination to the Lord. But the choice is yours. The choice is yours. You have that choice to make. The difference between a righteous person's attitude towards a person who is unjust or unrighteous or an abomination is that there's hope for redemption. The wicked person views the righteous as an abomination without any hope of redemption whatsoever. Now, I want to tell you that this is not just talking about individuals. It is talking about a spiritual justice. It is talking about a spiritual righteousness. It is a spiritual wickedness, or of doing life in the right way because of your spiritual right standing with God. What it is not talking about is it is not talking about socioeconomic status. It is not talking about the color of your skin. It is not talking about whether you are male or female. That's not what's being talked about here. It's not whether you're of this political party or that political party. It's not whether you went to this school or that school. It's that you are in right standing with God, period. Okay. So I've got to give you a little bit of an understanding. I come from a state where there are a few college football programs. Two of them are better known than the third one. And I've always rooted for one particular school, but many of the friends that I went to college with or went to high school with, they chose that they were fans of the other school. They were alumni there. They graduated from there. And here's what I found. I always rooted for my team, but I also always rooted for that other team, with the exception of when they were playing my team. That mindset wasn't reciprocated. They despise the school that I root for, and they hope that they lose every single game. It's, you know, I call it a big brother, little brother type syndrome, where the little brother just hates the big brother so much that they just want to see them lose all the time. People who are living in wickedness because they are miserable, because if you are living in wickedness, you do not have access to the love that only comes from God. There is so much that you are missing out on. You don't have the joy that Christians have. You don't have the love that Christians have. You don't have the truth that Christians have. You have things that you have embraced, but they may not be the truth. So I have one more thing that I have written down here, and that is this, that the wicked will be dealt with by God. And I have a person's name written down here, and you would read about him in the book of Esther. His name is Haman. Haman was an Agagite, which means that he was an Amalekite by genealogical history. And they had always been at war with Jewish believers. There was another guy that that was in the same court, and that he was a guy by the name of Mordecai. Mordecai was Esther's uncle. He was a Jewish person, and he had actually saved the king from an attempted assassination attempt, and nothing was ever done for him. But because of his religious beliefs to honor God, and he would not kneel or bow to Haman, because Haman had kind of self-promoted himself, and the king had said, hey, everybody's going to do this when Haman walks by, and Mordecai said, not doing it. It was an abomination to Haman, what Mordecai had done. And Mordecai found bowing the knee to be an abomination. And so Haman sought to destroy Mordecai and his entire race of people because he found them to be so repulsive. And I want you to know that God had a solution. God dealt with the problem, dealt with the situation, and there was a divine reversal from where Mordecai and Esther and all their people were going to be eliminated, and Haman was dealt with at the same time. If you're dealing with people who are not in a right standing with God, I don't want you to take action into your own hands. I want you to continue to look at things and say, God, if you could save Saul of Tarsus and transform him into the Apostle Paul, who was such a valuable gift to the body of Christ through his ministry and through his writings, God, I know that you can still transform drug addicts into powerful believers. You can transform alcoholics into wonderful ambassadors for Christ. God, you're in the redemption business. Our right standing with you is proof that you've done it in the past, and you can do it again. So just thought I'd share this with you to help you understand a little bit about what's going on in our society. There are two different sides, and they both find each other an abomination. Let's love them into the kingdom in Jesus' name.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Exciting, different story.
Yeah.